Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets ended the session little changed, recovering from earlier falls induced by the latest Trump-Russia speculation. The Dow unchanged, recovering from opening losses that saw the index down as much as 100 points, while the broader S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. It was financials the main laggard. The technology-centric NASDAQ added 0.3%, outperforming once again. Overall trading activity was muted ahead of the Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen beginning her semi-annual testimony before Congress tonight, and with second quarter US corporate earnings season kicking off in earnest this Friday. In US economic releases, not a lot going on. The big focus tonight being Janet Yellen before Congress. Europe's main markets were mixed. DAX eased 0.1% and the CAC down 0.5%. London's FTSE similarly down 0.5%. Base metals and copper rose to a one-week high, up 0.9% to be trading around 267.20. That strength coming amid talk of potential supply disruptions in China due to Chile due to labour unrest. Spot iron ore markets staged another impressive rally. The benchmark 62% fines up $1.35 or 2.1% to $65.40. That's the highest settlement since May 3rd, and the contract has now jumped almost 23% since June 13. Traders said the gains were fueled by continued strength in Chinese steel markets, and another strong night on Chinese commodity futures exchanges augurs well for ongoing strength today. Gold futures edged $1.50 higher to $12.1470. Nonetheless, the yellow metal still sits over 6% below the seven-month high hit on June the 6th, that pullback coinciding with a rise in global bond yields. Oil prices rallied strongly, taking another leg higher in aftermarket trading following the release of the latest weekly private inventory data that showed a much larger than expected drawdown in US crude stocks. WTI up 64 cents or 1.4% to $45.04, but rallying over 3% in aftermarket trading. US 10-year Treasury yields slipped one basis point to 2.36%. Further gains on iron ore markets helping to lift the Aussie dollar, buying around 76.37 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.